The stage 3 procedure was even more awesome than stage 2. I mean, it was thunder and lightning, bombs going off, earthquakes and tornadoes. And would you believe that our barking even produced a huge tidal wave? Well, maybe not. But it was some awesome barking. And after a mere 2 hours, we regrouped on the South Shore. Our eyes were wooden. Our limp tongues hung out of exhausted mouths. Our legs were shaking from the effort of absorbing all the recoil of our barking. Drover was the first to speak. "He's still out there." To which I managed to say, "He's still out there, Drover. But we made our point."
"What was the point? I've already forgotten."
I grabbed several deep breaths, filling my exhausted lungs with a fresh supply of carbon Diego. "The point is that we don't allow frogs in our pond. What we couldn't have known was that the frog is too dumb to understand. I think we can notch this one up as a huge moral victory and go on to more important business." And with that, we stuck out our tongues at the moron frog, gave him monkey ears, and marched away in triumph, leaving the frog shattered, beaten, and totally humiliated. At this point, you're probably wondering if I've forgotten about the long-snouted road monster. Not at all. It was a hectic morning, see, and we had a lot of business to take care of. I mean, we're very busy dogs. And I should probably point out that a lot of your ordinary ranch mutts wouldn't have bothered to do frogs and ponds. They would have considered it a waste of their time. Not me, fellers. When it comes to the business of ranch security, I figure that no job is too small to be insignificant. No job is too big to be small. No job is too small to be fooey. Where were we? Oh yes, we had just spent the early morning hours putting down the frog rebellion. We had smashed a plot by the United Frog Front to steal Emerald Pond and haul it away to the island of Cowabunga, where they planned to do something with our precious pond. But we got that stopped just in the nip of the tuck, and as you might expect, the hours and hours of combat had left us exhausted. Yes, we were exhausted but proud, very proud of our team's performance in the heat of battle. Congratulating ourselves on a job well done, we marched away from the smoke and ruins of the battlefield and made our way back to our office on the 12th floor of the security division's vast office complex. There we rolled into our gunny sack beds and prepared to indulge ourselves in a few hours of much needed sleep. Sleep that would heal our wounds and prepare us for another dangerous night on life's front lines. Little did we know or suspect that our period of R&R, rest and revitalization, would be court shot, cut short, let us say, or that we would soon be jolted out of our beds by the approach of... Are you sure you're ready for the scary part? I mean, once it starts, there won't be getting out. No kidding. Use your own judgment.